Tofresh Chav Zayin, the fourth shiur in Hilchos Sukkah. Till now we've been learning that the sukkah has to be tachas avir hashamayim. Now we're going to be learning that the person has to be tachas avir hasukkah. Okay? Sukkah has to be tachas avir hashamayim. An interposition creates a problem. The person has to be enveloped, so to speak, under the gag, under the schach, under the reshus of the sukkah. And there might be interpositions, things that now the person is in that ohel, not in the ohel sukkah. If he happens to be under a piece of posel schach, or a piece of ear, not schach, that we'll be learning about in future simonim when that's a problem. But now we're talking about the larger picture, like a guy in a bunk bed. He's in the bottom of a bunk bed, he's in the avir of what's on top of him. He's not in the avir, perhaps, of the sukkah. Those are the halachos in Tofresh Chav Zayin. Dine Hayoshin B'sukkah, it's a funny name, because it has nothing to do with sleeping, really. It's eating and drinking also. We just talk about sleeping, as the Mishnah Berurah will explain, because that's the most... you're supposed to live in a sukkah for 7 days, so the most... sleeping, and you can't even nap outside the sukkah, so that will be your most common usage. Your most halachically required usage of a sukkah will really be sleeping. That's why we talk about sleeping, but it has nothing to do with sleeping, of course. Tzorech leishen b'asura sukkah, that's the first principle. Okay, Mishnah Berurah, the hiktim b'zekah, they laid the hatam b'yoshin tachas hamita. The first case is sleeping under the bed. The lo yotza, she'enu yoshin b'tzel ha-sukkah, ela b'tzel ohel. You have to be enveloped by the sukkah. Okay, now we learn the mechaber. Basically, this is the Mishnah. Ha-yoshin tachas hamita b'sukkah, and he gavoa yutfachim, if it's 10 tfachim high from the floor of the sukkah, and he's under the bed, and there's a 10 tefach. The ohel, the gag, is a gag over a space of 10 tfachim. That's already a chosh of a space. That's a chosh of a gag. Lo yotza. Mishnah Berurah deke yeshiva sasuka hu achil eshti yavishina. That's what we talk about sleeping. Gavoa yu tfachim in haoretz. From the ground ad tachtis hamita, until the bottom of the bed. Gavoa yu tfachim, if it's 10 tefach high, that's the ohel we're dealing with. From ground, we're dealing about someone sleeping under the bed. So you're talking about he's in the gag is the bottom of the bed. So you want to know over what space is the gag of the bed, an ohel. So you're counting from the floor to the gag. So that's 10 tfachim. You have to understand these are legal principles. Sometimes one tefach is called an ohel. If you know Hilchos Tumah, so what's called an ohel hameis is one tefach. One tefach is even an ohel in Hilchos Sukkah regarding certain dinim of Tasav Alomana Otsui and other such halachas. So yesterday we even had in the Mishnah Berurah, he talked about an ohel. We're soon going to have a different case of one tefach. So there's different legal principles, but for this legal principle, you need 10 tefachim to form an ohel choshuv. Umatzik min hasukkah. Afilu defanos hamita ktsarim or, it doesn't matter. We're not talking about defanos here. We're not talking about hilchos binyan on Shabbos. Maybe you need defanos, maybe an ohel. You just need the gag. Don't worry about the sides of the mita. Even if they're very thin, she'en lem afilu rochav tefach, mikomukom she'en ohel aleha, you've created an ohel within the sukkah by having a roof. That's a roof over a 10 tefach space. That's a problem. If you sleep there, you're in the airspace of a bed, not in the airspace of a sukkah. Now we'll learn other halachas, and you'll see different kinds of cases. Siv beis hayoshein tachas akila b'sukkah. So you have to see these pictures, and there's different kinds of canopies, of curtains, different ways they would set it up, some with four posts, and they set up a thing around the bed, and you would sleep under it. Sometimes there were two posts, and they would drape down a sheet, and it was like a teepee type thing. And some were kavua in the oretz, some were kavua in the mita. Some were portable, you would wrap it up and take it away and put it back and take it away and put it back. Some stayed there, and that's how the bed was constructed. So we'll be learning that there were three types. Tachas hakila, Mishnah Berurah says, "Hem sadinim haprusim svidas hamita." They're sheets surrounding the mita al arba kundesim on four poles. The hamita ben saw, and the poles are on, in the ground, I believe. Yeah, and the mita's in the middle, and it's spread around. So im ena gav. So here, im ena gavoa yutfochim. So now you're sleeping in the bed. So now there's like a roof on top of you. So if it's not 10 tfachim high, oh, she'ein lo gag rochav tefach, or there's no rochav tefach, in other words, if it starts to slant right away, and there's no tefach of gag, you know, if it's not set up with four, we're talking about it's just, it's draped around however they set it up. So if there's, you need two things. You need, to be a problem, you need tarte lureyusa. In the kila, we'll see the different kinds of cases and why they're different. In the kila, you need 10 tfachim of space. The posts of the kila were in the ground. The posts of the kila were in the ground, and the kila was spread around on them. So now we're talking about 10 tfachim, you're measuring from the ground. By the kila, you're measuring from the ground. Of course, the posts are in the ground, and you have this thing draped over the top, the canopy. So you're measuring, if it's a canopy over a tenth of space, you're measuring from the ground. So you need tenth tefachim. And, to be a problem, you need tenth tefachim of space, and you need that, at some point, the gag is rochav tefach. Which, if it's draped all around the bed, you're going to have rochav tefach. Okay, Mishnah Berurah. Tachas akila and sedinim aprusim, good. Im ena gvoya asor etfachim. The Mechaber says it the kosher way. If it's not ten tfachim high, ena chashiv ol b'fnei atzmo. V'asor etfachim modedin me'ara from the ground. Avol b'shein yu tfachim in amito l'mala. You're not talking about from the mito. You're talking about because the posts are in the ground. So you want to know if the canopy is a covering for a 10 tefach airspace. So that you measure to the ground. O she'en lo gag rochav tefach. Either one would be okay. To be a problem, you need both. 10 tefachim and the gag rochav tefach. I'm not going to run the field ball from Zeh. In Yesh, there's another way to achieve a rochav tefach in halacha. And that's if within 3 tefachim, there's a tefach of incline. Im yesh bepachus migimel tefachim samuch legag. If within 3 tefachim, next to the apex, there's a rochav tefach. Dahainu la'achas sheyordem menaklunus mikanu mikan. Let's say they set it up that it's like teepee style, but the incline is such that it spreads out a tefach wide. Within 3 tefachim of the apex, the einu la'achas sheyordem anaklunus mikanu mikan v'nisrachlu tefach ein shom min tefach ze anaklunus gimel tefachim. That's called a gag rochav tefach. That's a problem. Tam also lishan tachtov levishakol pochos min gimel tefachim hu kolavud hu chilu yesh begag rochav tefach. That's called a gag rochav tefach. V'yal yizei ze shuv nikra b'shem ohel. But in Ohel Mafsik, they know Levain Haschach. Old Kosel B'Shem Ha'agudu Dafidu Meimel Gagroch of Tefach Eino Mutter Rak Shehasadine Magiyam La'oretz. That's another point. It's only if the incline goes all the way to the ground. The Emyesh Aver Hefzak Beinom La'oretz, if it doesn't go all the way to the ground, so it goes, let's say, till here, and then there's an imaginary drop off, which the imaginary line within 3 tefachim of the ground, let's say, right, would be an imaginary straight. So that's called a rochav tefach of gag. The imyesh aver hetzik beinom laoretz afilu rak kashir tefach osur. Then that's already, in other words, the reason you don't have a problem without a gag rochav tefach is that you don't have a gag. You only have machitzas. That's really the point. So to have a gag that you're saying you're under that gag, So you either have a gagra of tefach, or you have that within three tefachim it spreads out a tefach, or the Mishnah Berurah points out if it doesn't reach to the ground, so then everything is a gag over that last tefach of space. The whole point of the not gagra of tefach is that event, essentially you don't end up with a gag at all. You only end up with mechitzas. So if you have that last drop off, so everything's a gag over that drop off space. So again, that's the kila. The kila is considered, not kavua. The kila, we're going to see that in the Mishnah Berurah. The kila is considered something that was portable. They took it away, they put it back. Sometimes they had it, sometimes they didn't have it. It was put in the ground, they would take it away. It's not kavua. And therefore, if it's not kavua, got to make a chart here. So therefore, if it's not kavua, which way does it go? So it's not a problem, right? Oh, either one. Wait, if it's not gavoa yutfachim, or it doesn't have a gagroch of tefach, either one would take away the problem. You need both to make the problem, right? You need 10 tefach space. You need the gag to be a gag over 10 tefachim. You need two things. It's not kavua. That's how you have to remember this halacha. If it's not kavua, so then you need two things to create a problem. You need a 10 tefach height, that it's a gag over a 10 tefach height, and you need a gag roch of tefach. That's what you need to create a problem. If you either don't have 10 tefachim, or you don't have the gag roch of tefach, it's not a problem, because this is totally not kavua. Okay. Siv Gimel is already talking about something that you're setting up on the bed. Eitzim ayotzim me'abu roshei hamita. Also lifras alayam sadin, a sheet, a canopy again, felishan tachtov, afilu am enam gvohim yud. This is the kinof. Yeah, this is the kinof. What's called in the Gemara the kinof. Zem mikri mishnah kinofos. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zion. V'hu kavua ma'od. This was set into the bed. And al kein posalach papachos me'asorat tfachim. This is kavua, so you don't need 10 tfachim. This was kavua, to sleep under it. It was made to sleep under it. And it was kavua, so you don't need 10 tefachim to be called a god. So this first case in the Mechaber, I'm reading it again, Siv Gimel. Also lifas aleyan sadin, the lishon tachtav afilu menem gvorim yud, because that was kavua. Here, any measurement of the 10 tefachim, but you don't need 10 tefachim, would be from the bed, because this is something that's set up in the bed. So this is very kavua, and it's called, you're under that gag, even if it's not kavua yud. If they set up one pole on the head of the bed, and they put like sticks, and then they drape it over, because it just is the teepee style. But there, just yutfachim would create a problem, because that's a little kavua. It's in the middle. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah now to sort of get maybe a little more clear the different types of halachas. Ushlosha dinam yeshkan. This is really a summary of Sif Beis. And really, Sif Aleph as well. I'm sorry, Beis and Gimel, and Aleph as well. Kila, the Kinoifus, the Naklitin. Kila was the thing set into the ground. But it was portable, they took it away. Kila de lo kviya, lo mitzuri, ala batarte le reyusa. Sheyesh lo gag, and the gavoa asora. The Kinoifus, the kviya, was mamish set into the bed, and it stayed that way. Mitzra av she'ena gavoa asora. That's the first words of the Mechaber in Siv Gimel. You don't need Yud. You're counting Yud from the Mita, by the way. You don't need Yud. Kimen Shalkaponim Yesh Lo Gag. You have a Gag because there's four things set up around the bed. Vayim B'Prim Yigodim Shemitzadeh Shuman HaTorah. V'Nakliten Af the Lo Kviya Kol Kach Yiki Noifus. That was the nature of that type of canopy, that was sometimes taken away. It wasn't as kavua as the kinaifis. So here you only need chodul reyusa, either one. That 10 tefachim is enough to answer it. The day Ashniya Svirlay, the Fidum of the Rabbanon Lawasru, Kivin Shein Logag, the Oel Meshupa Lo Mikri Oel Klau. So the Yesh Machshir and Afidum Lugvoyim Yutfachim. Because the main thing is the Gagroch of Tefach. Without that, you don't have anything. Sivkot and Ches, Afidum Menem Gvorim Asura, it's going to be Asur. That's the Kinoifis. Hainu Menamito Lamala. Batam Shech Mirubuzemish and the Kvi Yibachosek. A mita is very kavua, and you said that sleeping under the mita is a problem only if there's 10 tefachim. So how come by the key knife you say you don't need 10 tefachim to create a problem, but by the mita you need a 10 tefachim? Teretz is, it's not made to sleep under it. El al gaba, it's an unusual usage. So to make it a choshuva area, you have to have 10 tefachim. But this is made to sleep under it, under the canopy. It's made to sleep. So if it's kavua, you don't need 10 tefachim. L'chein lo chashiva ola lahafsik, kiyim b'shegavoya asara. Okay, so now let's try to look at it again and try to remember the principles, and then I'll ask everyone to paskin about if you can sleep in the bottom of a bunk bed in a sukkah. Okay, so we say like this. If it's a dover kavua, but it's not really made to sleep under it, you're sort of being machadish to use. You climb under a bed to go to sleep, so then you need 10 tefachim. That was the first, that was Yoshen Tachas Hamita. But if you have something that's made to stay under it, these canopy styles, so if it's kavua, let's start with it. If it's not kavua, it's not kavua. It's something that's something, it's there, it's not there, something this, something not there, it's portable. It's not something that's usually there, it's not something that's always there. That's the kila, that's set into the ground. So there to pasul, you need two things. You need the gavoa asara, and you need the gagroch of tefach. Okay? If it's mamish kavua, super kavua, that was the kinoif, so that you don't need ten tefachim. That was the first words of Siv Gimel. If it's very kavua, you don't need yud, you don't need asara kavua. You have the roch of tefach because it's set in the four posts, but you don't need gavoa yud. And that was something that was very kavua. So lechayra, that would be the bunk bed. That even if it's not, it's made to sleep under it. Lechayra, you would say a svara, it's made to sleep under it. Even though you could say a svara, that's probably what the Achronim suggests. In other words, you would think like this. It's made to sleep under it, so it's not like the mita. So you, and it's kavua, so you don't need gavoa yud. That's what we're learning. This is real halachas. Like, not, you know, it's kavua, and it's made to sleep under it, so you don't need gavoa yud. Let's just finish the thought. And there's something that's semi-kavua, which we're not really told the Hagdorah, so you need... some say that gavoa yud is a problem. And as there you don't have a gagroch of tefach, but it's made to sleep under it. So some say gavoa yud is a problem. If it's gavoa yud is a problem, and some say it's no problem, because if you don't have a gagroch of tefach, you have nothing. Okay. And some say if it's gavoa yud, you have a problem. Why don't you need tied to the reyasa? Because it's semi kavua. The kilo was not kavua at all. So you need a gagroch of tefach and asara for sure. This is semi kavua, so that's why some hold it's enough to have yud, even if it's not gagroch of tefach. Okay. What's the svara? Maybe that with the bunk bed. So pashtus, the bunk bed is kavua, and you don't need asara because you don't have 40 inches really from the bottom to the top, from the bottom bed to the top of the top bed. You have 40 inches. Anybody? You do have 40 inches, so for sure you can't sleep there. It's ten tefachim. It's ten tefachim from the bottom bed to the top, to the bottom of the top bed. It's 40 inches. So then it's 10 tefachim. Can't sleep in a bunk bed. What? If it's not 10 tefachim, here's the svar I was going to say. If it's not 10 tefachim, so you'd say it's not like the mitah, it's like the kinof, because it's made to sleep underneath. But then I thought of a svara, it's not really made to sleep underneath. That's just a geographical... A bunk bed, here it's talking about it's made that you should be under the roof of the canopy. Out sneers, out shade, keep away the flies, the face. The bunk bed, it's not made to sleep under the roof of the top bed. It's just, it's made like that because that's the pshat in the bunk bed. But it's not really made as an ohel to the bottom. So maybe it's like the mita, and you do need 10 tefachim. I could see as far, I would have to look in the postcard about bunk beds. If it's 10 tefachim, you're out of luck. No bunk beds in the sukkah. Okay, we go weiter. Sif Dalid. No, Rav Isaacson shares in 5 minutes. We're going to stop. I have a chasana tomorrow night. I'll see what to do.